You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Gerald Leonard, President and CEO of Principles of Execution, that helps organizations develop a culture that works. He works with organizations and individuals to deliver the right projects the right way and improve their performance and profits. He also helps them to grow their people to deliver a better customer experience and results. Gerald, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
And certainly pleased that you took the time to be with us today. We appreciate that. So for starters, how did you get started in this field, and what do you think has made you successful throughout your career?
Well, you know, I started off in my career as a professional musician. I did my bachelor's and master's in music and studied at Juilliard for a year in a professional studies program with my teacher's teacher. After that, I ended up going into the ministry where I kept playing music, but I got a call to serve in that way up in New York. And I did that for about 7 or 8 years. And after that, I felt the itch to really get back out and start playing. But at that time, I had a wife and 2 kids, and I couldn't see myself going on the road at the same time and leaving them. So I decided to get into IT. If you could spell the words IT, you can get in. And so I got into IT. And I realized that instead of going back to get a master's or a PhD, because I already had my master's, that if I pursued the certification route, that I could grow my revenue, I could grow my salary, and provide for my family, and still have some flexibility to play some music and do some of the things that I'd love to do as well. So I did that for the last 20 plus years. And so at this point, that juncture came in where I look back, and as my kids are grown up, and I'm looking back and seeing that I have 40 years of experience as a musician, 20 plus years as a professional consultant and project portfolio manager. And I started seeing the similarities between what great bands and great music organizations have and great companies. And that really boiled down to culture. And that's where I started seeking some mentors and coaches like Willie Jolly, Bill Cates, who lives in the Maryland area, who's a referral coach, reaching out to Jack Canfield and his train-the-trainer program, and really just started growing from that, of meeting the people like that who began to kind of give me insights into what I'm doing, and really culminated down into what I ended up creating, which is the book, Culture is the Base, Developing a Culture That Works.
I like it. You branded yourself very well from not only the book, but the names of the organization as well. What do you think is poorly understood or unresolved within this area, and why do you think this is so?
Well, you know, the thing is when you use the word culture, a lot of companies talk about culture. And, you know, as I've done a lot of these interviews, one of the things I've noticed is that people are confused exactly what do you mean by culture, or how do you actually practically break culture down into a way where you can actually work on your culture. And so in getting ready to write this book, I did a lot of research. I actually went and looked at every book at Amazon on my topic. And I looked at what people were dissatisfied with. And also I looked at companies that have great culture, and I looked at the things that they were doing well. And what popped out was, one, these 7 principles that I wrote about in the book. And basically, companies creating this emotional connection with their employees. You know, you think of companies like Nordstrom, Amazon, Zappos. They create a fan base, and their employees and their customers. There's more than just a supplier and consumer relationship there. There's an emotional connection, because they do things based on their values and their culture that really tugs at the heartstrings. And when you think about, again, I go back to the music area where I'm very familiar with, when you think about great bands, you can go to a concert and hear some really good musicians play together, but if there's not an emotional connection between them, it'll sound like really perfect music, but it won't sound like good music. But if you go to a concert and you hear some okay musicians, but they are passionately friends and they are really working together, you're going to hear some passionate music, and you're going to go, you're going to come away wowed by that experience compared to working with someone or listening to a set of musicians who are even perfect in what they do.
Shifting gears a little here, tell us, what challenges have you helped customers overcome recently?
Well, you know, recently I've been working with a large Department of Transportation. I won't tell you which state because I'll be giving it away, but I've been working with a large Department of Transportation at the state level. And one of the things that we've had to work on is developing, not just rolling out solutions and processes and tools, but really getting the leadership team and the organization to think through how are they going to impact the culture. When they train their project managers, when they train their program managers, when they roll the systems out to the staff, how are they going to include the concept of culture? And one of the ways is based on, you know, the stories that they develop, the stories of why are we doing what we're doing? How do we get to where we are? What are we going to look to do in the future? Their vision for what they are trying to do. And it really also boils down to their values, really having strong values, but values that they can exemplify and live by, and that they call everyone else to live by within the organization. And then building systems and processes that support that. And once you do that, and you can also create a collection of buy-in from the team members, you get all the team members buying in, then you're going to end up with an organization that can really execute. But outside of that, it becomes really difficult. And so I've really been helping large organizations, but I've also worked with small organizations and even individuals, consulting with them on how to move their company forward. Because even as a small business, the culture that you start off with, if you decide to grow, will become your culture as a big company. So you really have to, even as a small company, really think about how you're going to leverage the words culture. And it also becomes a real strong impact on how you hire. Because you can hire for skills, but if you hire for culture and train for skills, you're going to end up with a more dynamic organization, because you're going to end up hiring people that fit with your values, that buy into your vision, that are passionate about your story and where you're going and the journey that they're going to be on, that are willing to submit and work with the best practices that you're trying to implement and the environment that you're creating. You're going to create a really dynamic organization by hiring based on your values, not just based on talent and skills.
Certainly some good stuff right there. Today we're joined by Mr. Gerald Leonard, President and CEO of Principles of Execution, that helps organizations develop a culture that works, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, understand, Mr. Leonard, you have published a new book this past summer. What is it about, and how did you come up with the idea for the book?
Well, the book is called Culture is the Base, 7 Principles for Developing a Culture That Works, Achieving Breakthrough Change. And the way I came up with the book is, again, based on my 40 years of playing bass as a professional bassist, and 20 plus years as a professional consultant. And so I began to see a joining of those two worlds, and really seeing how corporations could learn from really good bands and really good music ensembles and how they work together. I did a lot of research, and so a lot of my case studies come from reading through and dissecting Harvard Business Case Reviews, looking at the McKinsey consulting firm and some of the reports that they put out, looking at MIT as far as statistics and the Wharton School. And so I really tried to use really credible places to go and research my material. But basically, it came down to a presentation I did for the Region 5 group of the Project Management Institute. And I did a presentation on this topic, the 7 principles of developing a culture that works. I posted the presentation on SlideShare, and when I turned around, I had about 150 views of people looking at that presentation, and that's when I knew I kind of had something that people were interested in. And so I did a lot of more research and began to collaborate with some other musicians and just kind of talk through the topic, and basically wanted to create something that was different by using musical analogies to explain some of the business concepts. Because everyone, whether you play a musical instrument, or you study music, or you just listen to music, you're going to be able to relate to a lot of the concepts in the book. But one of the things that I did too with the book is to really focus on giving people something to take away, that after they read each chapter, they get some questions to help change their thinking, and they get some practical steps that's going to help them, that they can take right back to their organization right then and there and put some things into practice that they can start seeing a difference in how they manage their business and developing a culture that works.
Also, what trends are you seeing now in your industry? Get into that a little, if you would.
You know, the big trend I'm seeing right now is portfolio management. And project portfolio management is, we have a company has a certain amount of money to invest in growing their business, whether it's to grow the business, whether it's to run the business, or whether it's to bring in new products and services to transform their customer experience. That is becoming a much bigger focus for corporations right now. But, you know, the thing about it is, at the end of the day, when you put together a portfolio of projects or you roll out a big program, again, what you're actually doing is you're transforming the culture. You're changing how people work. You're changing the decision-making processes, and you're changing what they do on a day-to-day basis. And so you have to have steps and processes and tools in place that are going to help you not only just put in those systems and tools, but you're going to have to figure out how do I engage my staffs head hard in their hands? How do I get them to buy in? Because I always say that buy-in is a team sport. You think about right now, we're getting close to the football season. And one of the things about football is the teams that make it to the Super Bowl, they make it as a team. They don't make it as individuals. They make it as a team. And so everyone on the team has to buy into that process that we're going to make it to the Super Bowl. And that's what it takes for companies to really do a great job with a lot of these new trends that are going on, is create great teams that everybody buys in.
That's a great analogy. Thanks for sharing that. If people wanted to know more, how should they contact you, or where can they get more information?
Well, they can go to my website, and my website is principlesofexecution.com. I have a website for my book, and that's called Developing a Culture That Works. And they can find the book on Amazon. And it's in paperback and on Kindle. And I'm really happy to say that right now I'm looking at 19 five-star reviews, and I've been getting some really cool reviews from folks like Shep Hyken, Jim Cathcart, Jan Fox, and a number of others who are prominent figures either in media or in the professional development world, who've written books themselves and have been on the New York Times bestsellers. And they've read through this and they said, you really have something here that is really going to make a difference in people's lives and in companies' lives. So I've been really excited about a lot of the reviews and things that I've been getting from the book and from the people that I've been getting the reviews.
Well, that's certainly impressive, and we certainly are pleasured and honored to be a part of letting people know all about the details here. And Mr. Leonard, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Well, thanks for having me, and again, best of luck with everything with the radio station, and again, thank you very much for having me.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We have been speaking with Mr. Gerald Leonard, President and CEO of Principles of Execution, that helps organizations develop a culture that works. And for more information, simply visit principlesofexecution.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.